Good morning, Dr. Schneer. Dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Veronica Deegan, DEIGHAN. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 7/20/23, Mrs. Deegan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the unleashed bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study, data 12/27/22, there's been improvement. Period. No pattern of compression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Clifford Williams. This goes to Dr. Bocook. 7/20/23, Mr. Williams performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to paragraph compression, a normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Timothy Robbins. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 7/20/23, Mr. Robbins performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was no significant airways obstruction period, no pattern of compression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Nancy Perrin, P-E-R-R-I-N. This goes to Dr. Ward. 7/20/23, Mrs. Perrin performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted period compared to a prior study dated 12/14/22. There's been improvement in the forced vital capacity, which may be effort related period. No pattern of compression, normal study showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gale, G-A-Y-L-E, Greifenberger, G-R-E-I-F-E-N-B-E-R-G-E-R. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 7/20/23, Mrs. Greifenberger performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction, more pronounced to lower lung volumes, period. There's no improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/5/23, there's been no significant change, period, in paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period.